It's Wednesday, September 1st, AD 2021, and this is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. Filling in for Adam McManus, I'm Thomas Lamar. Private organizations like Samaritan's Purse and the Nazarene Fund are rescuing thousands of people trying to leave Afghanistan in the wake of the Taliban takeover. Nazarene Fund founder Glenn Beck told Fox News they have evacuated over 5,000 Christians.
We have pulled out 5,100 people, Christians, women, children, and put them on planes. What you're seeing there is one of the last planes that took off before the bombing.
Samaritan's Purse has sponsored flights to bring hundreds out of Afghanistan. They also evacuated over 80 missionary families over land routes. Christians still in the country are hiding as they face death threats daily. Psalm 25:15 through 16 says, "My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn yourself to me and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted." Chinese officials are limiting the amount of time children can play video games to 3 hours most weeks. This tightens a previous restriction of 1.5 hours on most days. China is responding to its concern over gaming addiction. The move is also part of China's effort to curb the influence of tech companies in the country. Australian officials handed out nearly $50,000 in fines to churchgoers last week. 60 people attending the Christ Embassy at Blacktown in New South Wales were in violation of coronavirus restrictions. Pastor Martin Osagi spoke out against lockdowns during a previous service, saying, "In the name of Jesus, we refuse every lockdown in our cities. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and pray." Besides the fines, officials also banned the church from operating for a week. Today, Texas is set to become the first state to enforce a heartbeat law. The anti-abortion law bans abortions on babies with detectable heartbeats, generally around 6 weeks of pregnancy. Unfortunately, the law does contain exceptions. Abortions after 6 weeks account for about 85% of all abortions in Texas. Abortion groups have tried emergency appeals to stop the law's enforcement, but without success so far. Election day is 2 weeks out for California voters in the attempt to recall Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom. Conservative talk show host Larry Elder is the leading challenger. Over the last couple of weeks, Google search inquiries for Larry Elder have surpassed Newsom searches. Proverbs 29:2, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan." A new report by the Bureau of Justice Statistics found the U.S. incarceration rate fell in 2019 to its lowest level since 1995. In 2019, the incarceration rate was about 810 inmates per 100,000 adult residents. That's down from a high of 1,000 inmates per 100,000 residents in 2008 and up from 310 per 100,000 back in 1980. U.S. incarceration rates are much higher than any other country in the world. The U.S. also has the highest number of people in prison. Hundreds of thousands of people in Louisiana remain without power, water, or gasoline after Category 4 Hurricane Ida struck on Sunday. Officials say the effort to restore power could take weeks. As a result of the hurricane, at least 4 people have died in Louisiana and Mississippi. A report by the Herzog Foundation found Christian schools outperformed public schools at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. Only 8% of public school parents said their school never closed, while 26% of Christian school parents said the same. Also, 80% of Christian school parents said they were satisfied with their children's education last year, compared with 55% of public school parents. Parents are also concerned about what may be taught in public schools. A large majority of parents oppose their children being taught critical race theory, or that white people are inherently privileged and black people and others are oppressed. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, September 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. For Adam McManus, I'm Thomas Lamar, reminding you to seize the day for Jesus Christ.